Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer. I hope that as we're maybe waking up, getting ready to go to church to spend our morning together with other believers in Christ, that this podcast each and every week would begin to prime our hearts as we just look at God's word and pray together, just to shift our focus quickly upon the Lord and upon his character and upon his goodness. And this morning, to do that, I want to read for us just one verse from 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. It says this: "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" And this is such a maybe familiar passage to many of us, but it's so good all at the same time. If you're anything like me, you probably care maybe too much what people think. And honestly, it's hard not to. We live in a world that glorifies appearance, glorifies status, glorifies style, the keeping up with the Joneses. We see it in social media. We see it in commercials. Practically everywhere we look, it's in our face. There's a constant pressure and almost expectation to present ourselves in the best possible light, to almost put this facade on. Yet, God sees through all of that. He's not impressed by outward appearances. He's not impressed by your lawn or what you drive or what you look like, but he looks straight into your heart. And in 1 Samuel 16, Samuel is tasked with anointing the next king of Israel. And when he sees some of David's brothers that are tall and impressive, he thinks surely one of them is going to be the next king of Israel. But God gently corrects him. And what matters to God is not how someone looks or how they are perceived by others. It's their inner life. It's their character. It's their faithfulness. And for you and I, that's both humbling and freeing. It means that we don't have to strive for the world's approval. Yes, we need to only cultivate a heart that seeks after God. Are we honest? Are we loving? Do we treat others with compassion, even when no one's watching? And let us not forget that in this text, God is talking about David, who later in Scripture will actually be described as a man who's after God's own heart. He didn't necessarily have the appearance of his brothers, but he had the heart that the Lord was after. And so I hope that even as we wake up and maybe we take a look in the mirror this morning, let's shift our focus away from the mirror and shift our focus onto our own heart. May we seek to be the people after God's own heart, just like David was. So let me pray for us. I want to pray to that end for us this morning. Father, we thank you that you know us. You know us deeply. You know us intimately. You know our hearts, our thoughts, our intentions. And Lord, I pray that you would help transform our minds to not chase after appearances, but rather to grow in our love for you, that we may be known as men or women after your own heart. God, would you teach us to value what you value? Would we grow in our convictions? Would you teach us to love others as you love? So Lord, here's my heart. Take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. We love you and pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.